Blog Talk Radio.
Much to talk about today, and you guys will be excited because college football has officially began. We're going to be talking some awesome college football and what went down this weekend with our special guest, Shayna Wheel, and she is a football and basketball guru. Make no mistake, women know sports.
Yes, and we do.
We damn well do, and it's time for the world to recognize. Next up after that, we're going to have Shayna in around, I think, like 6:25 today. She's coming in to join our show. Before that, we're going to be talking about Lonzo Ball. Of course, the Ball family can never stay out of the news. And the latest is Lonzo Ball took a shot at Nas. Why Nas of all the rappers in the world?
I agree.
Yeah, you know, like, you could have picked anyone. Anyone. You could have... I don't even know. Pick anybody. You could pick Lil Steve. Anybody. But you picked Nas, and you said he's not real hip-hop Lonzo Ball. I almost want to give you Donkey of the Day Award. But we will actually discuss. We're going to discuss, Erica and I. We're going to break down what Lonzo thinks of Nas. And I don't know. I mean, Erica, help me out here. There's no words for me to explain how I feel about Lonzo Ball saying this. But then I had to, like, bring myself back a little and think about it. And I was like, well, look at the time we live in. So, what, I don't know, Erica. Help me out. Is Lonzo onto something here?
I honestly, you know, I saw the first episode of their show. I forgot the name of it. But I saw it on Friday when it debuted on Facebook. And I'm here like, wow, they were really raised right. You know, they're all such a cute, tight-knit family, and now with his low blow against Nas, I'm like, wow, he was not raised right at all.
That's your budget. Lonzo, you said Nas is not hip-hop.
I took it so personal. Nas is my favorite of all time, so I'm here like, well, if you want me to be honest with you, you should go make a visit to the dermatologist's office before talking about Nas, but that's just my opinion.
Lonzo's still kind of going through puberty, so we can't even say nothing.
Right?
He still hasn't reached, like, I don't think he's quite gotten over the puberty stage in life yet. But to him, Nas is not the future of hip-hop, nor was he ever hip-hop, apparently. So we have to discuss that. And then we have, after that, we're going to talk about Power. I don't know. I've been watching Power since season one. Do you watch Power, Erica?
I actually just caught up, and I'm still trying to figure out why we hate Angela. I'm still in the middle of season two. Eventually, I'll catch up. I'm not too much of a good binger, but I am definitely trying to catch up and see why everyone hates Tyreek. I do know about the death, so I don't care for spoilers. I will definitely watch a show, but I'm just wondering what happened with how exactly Raina's death went down. I found out that Julito died, and I was so crushed. He was my personal eye candy.
Listen,
I was so upset.
You know what? I hate to spoil for you because, like you said, you just started watching, but I'm going to spoil it for you, girl. And the thing is, I've been watching Power since season one, and at first, the first season, I was like, yeah, this show could do better in life. But then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and give it a sec. I'm going to give it another chance in season two. And I gave it another chance in season two, and it made me proud. So we're going to talk so much. We're going to talk so much. We're going to talk about, like I said, Lonzo Ball and his moment, brief lapse in judgment, one of many he's probably going to have in his lifetime. We're going to talk with Shayna Wheel. Can't wait to have her on the show so we could talk all about the college football weekend. And we're going to wrap it up with some Power Hour. Yes, we got to talk Power.
Yes,
and finale. So when we come back from break, guys, listen to us and, you know, call in the show. The number is 914-803-4581. We're here on the Southern Sports Central Network. We're so thankful to be given this opportunity and thankful for you guys still listening to us. So when we come back from break, it's all about Lonzo Ball and Nas.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Come true, girl, you know that you got it. 10 out of 10, yeah, certified body. Shooting shots, yeah, guns spun rapid. What you expect, you a certified body.
I gotta make a move, trying to get close to you. Done with the hesitating, and now I'm running out of patience. So I gotta make a move, so I can get close to you. Up in that zone, I'm faded. Baby, don't keep me waiting. Baby, come true, girl, you know that you got it. 10 out of 10, yeah, certified body. Shooting shots, yeah, guns spun rapid. What you expect, you a certified body. Can't front, you know that I won't lie. Got a vibe, yeah, shorty got a vibe. Time to make a move, cause I'm running out of time. Trying to play cool, but been green for a while, man. You been a body, this ain't no new shit. To you, the truth, and they ain't even gotta prove it. Niggas sweating you, trying to be exclusive. Blowing up your phone, but all he sees is blue ticks. No reply, but they still get the message, though. Keep it real off rip, gotta let them know. Are you the one? Time will tell, but I keep telling myself
I gotta make a move. Trying to get close to you. Done with the hesitating, and I'm running out of patience. So I gotta make a move, so I can get close to you. Up in that zone, I'm fading. Baby, don't keep me waiting. Baby,
come true, girl, you know that you got it. 10 out of 10, yeah, certified body. Shooting shots, yeah, guns spun rapid. What you expect, you a certified body, yeah. Listen, I'm on a mission, trying to get closer, tired of the distance. Thoughts to you with this Henny in my system. So come through and show me what I've been missing. I've been patient, it's so persistent. About time you come and parley with a real one. These other girls, they got nothing on you. For splits every time you don't play number two. Nah, she said stand right, nigga, you better know. I might be down to earth, but never regular. I need you, baby, nothing else. So why I keep telling myself
I gotta make a move. Trying to get close to you. Done with the hesitating, and I'm running out of patience. So I gotta make a move, so I can get close to you. Up in that zone, I'm fading. Baby, don't keep me waiting. Baby,
come true, girl, you know that you got it. 10 out of 10, yeah, certified body. Shooting shots, yeah, guns spun rapid. What you expect, you a certified body. Come true, girl, you know that you got it. 10 out of 10, yeah, certified body. Shooting shots, yeah, guns spun rapid. What you expect, you a certified body.
I gotta make a move, trying to get close to you. Done with the hesitating, and I'm running out of patience. So I gotta make a move.
All right, guys, we're cutting Batty a little short, and we're back live. Sports Talk Tasha and Erica on Southern Sports Central with the update, and we are going to talk about Lonzo Ball and Nas. So, Erica, break it down for our audience. What did Lonzo Ball say about the greatest, one of the greatest rappers ever, Nas?
Literally. So, Lonzo Ball said that Nas isn't real hip-hop, and he said that Migos is the future of hip-hop, and then my favorite verb flatted that must be Lil B is the bass god. As we all know, he is quick with the curses. And Laker Nation might want to watch out, because he might have just put the curse on them after this ignorant-ass comment that they had the nerve to say.
Well, if you're not familiar with the Lil B curse, Lil B has it out for – so for he had it out for James Harden for the longest time. He according to him
–
he cursed James Harden for using the cooking symbol or the little cooking motion when he scores or does well on the court. So Lil B put the curse on him, and James Harden was just not, like, getting it until Lil B suddenly lifted this curse, and all of a sudden everything's all good. But now we have Lonzo Ball saying that Nas is not hip-hop and that the future of hip-hop, not only did he say that Migos is the future of hip-hop, he said the future is the future of hip-hop, which is – it's actually pretty pretty funny because Nas and Future are represented by the same agent, if you guys didn't know. So, I don't know. Listen, I get it because Lonzo is from this generation and they have to listen to Young Thug and Mumble Rap. They got to listen to Future. And who else do they have? I mean, minus they have Meek Mill, who is always going to be a Twitter battler. Like, he can't battle. Yeah. He could never come out with a battle rap song like Ether, like Nas did. I'm not even sure that Lonzo has ever even heard the song Ether. I'd be highly surprised if he had
ever
heard.
I'm sure he doesn't even know what Elmatic is. But
no,
okay.
There's no way. How old is Lonzo Ball right now? He's like, what, like 19?
I think 19. I think he's 20, if I'm not mistaken.
Which, you know, at this point, we'll just say that when Lonzo Ball graduated, when Lonzo Ball was being born, so if he's 20 and it's 2017, then it was being born in 1997, right? When Lonzo
Be 20 next month. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So when Lonzo Ball was born, I had already graduated high school. I had listened to Nas. I had listened to Biggie. Now, that's not saying I'm old, guys. Don't get it twisted.
Definitely
I'm so fabulous. Don't ever get it twisted. I just got some knowledge. That's all. I just got some knowledge. So at this point, Lonzo Ball, you know nothing. You are worse than Jon Snow. You absolutely know nothing. At least Jon Snow had been fighting some battles and getting his little, you know, a little wet once in a while. You know nothing. You play basketball, you hoop, and you're sheltered by your daddy. Plain and simple. But to bring, you know, the fact that you bring Nas into this, like, okay. This is just going to, it makes it kind of good, actually, that he said this, because this heightens, for me, this heightens that East Coast, West Coast basketball rivalry. Because, I mean, let's put aside that the Knicks and the Nets are horrible teams, but it's, you know, let's say by some grace of God the Knicks get better in the near future.
Yep.
It would be great to watch that East Coast, West Coast rivalry. For now, we can settle with the Lakers. We can settle with the Lakers. not the Lakers. I mean, the Celtics. I'm sorry. Well, that's all that they've got going. But Lonzo, I mean, let's take the rappers that Lonzo listens to right now. And I'll give you what his top five is. His top five alone says that he knows nothing. His top five is Wayne, right? So let's put it in perspective. Wayne is a legend. He definitely is a legend. But of late, his music is pretty trash. Then
I didn't like the Carter 3. So, I mean, my opinion is very, very biased. So I apologize to all our listeners.
The Carter 3 was, is that the one with Mrs. Officer?
Yes.
Okay. So the Carter 3 was kind of when, like, it was a little bit more, like, what's the word, commercials, in my opinion, because it had Mrs. Officer and it had Lollipop. Like, it wasn't really like hustler music or anything. Yeah, you know, it was a little bit. So that's like when you started to see like this decline in Wayne is the Carter 3. But then after Wayne, he lists Future. Okay. 90% of the time, I have no idea what Future is saying. I have literally Googled his lyrics because I have no clue. Like, do you, when you listen to a Future song, E, are you like, yo, I feel him. I feel this vibe because I know exactly what he said.
I still don't know what his actual voice sounds like because of all this auto-tune. So I have no clue if it's super deep. I don't know if he sounds like an 80s. Soul artist, I have no clue because it's just everything is so auto-tuned, similar to like T-Pain, that, you know, music has just become so mumbly that you can't even really recognize what phonetically they're saying.
I'm gonna have to. This is the down south in me, and you know, I went to school at Florida State, which is in the great city of Tallahassee, which is where T-Pain was born. So when you guys, when I'm Sprung came out, I had to listen to that song for a full year before it became, like, super, super popular. And then it became popular. So then it, like, when it went national, then it's another full year of me listening to Armstrong. So I listened to Armstrong for 2 solid years of my college career, and it was bumping in the clubs in Tallahassee. So that's just to put it in perspective. Now, I love T-Pain.
Yeah.
I love his music. I've actually heard him sing without autotune, so I can attest to you that he actually can sing. But I feel you with Future, even with Wayne now, with a lot of these artists. If you even look at the guy from Race Murder, what's his name? Sway Lee. Sway Lee, when he performed Unforgettable with French Montana at, where was it that they performed it? The Billboard Awards, I think. I forgot where it was.
Okay.
They performed it live. And Sway Lee sounded like straight trash. I was like, yo, you can get him off the stage and just let the voiceover on the songs do it. Because he forgot the words. He didn't know, like, he must have been drunk or high or something, because he definitely didn't know. So, like, this is what Lonzo Ball is listening to. Like, Race Murder and Young Thug and what's the other one's name? Lil Uzi Vert and... what's the other one's name? Lil Yachty. And if you ever listen to...
giving out more names than I've ever even heard of. I'm here like, Lil what?
Girl,
I'm just an old soul. I take a long time to listen to new music and new age hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it took me forever to really listen to J. Cole, and the only reason why I actually like J. Cole is because he reminds me of a young Nas.
Yeah, J. Cole is
very, very, I'm just very, very selective with music, so I take my time. Kind of like with TV shows. I've never really understood the binging culture, because I'm like, why would you want things to just end? At least take it a step at a time and just relax.
I can't lie, Erica. I have watched an entire season of a show in one day. I watched Ozark in one day. One full day it took me to watch Ozark.
Wow.
That was all.
No.
Just give me my flat screen, give me my Netflix, and I will go through all those episodes like it's my job.
Oh, wow. No, I think the last thing I was really, really good at binging at was a couple of years ago with Game of Thrones.
Mm.
But it still took me a month, and I think that's still setting a record for those people out there who binge, but... I'm not good at it at all. If anything, I find it like a chore. So I'll look for an excuse to watch Friends or something else. That's familiar to me.
Yeah, and, you know, I get that, but I love binge watching. Like, I hate Netflix for what they do to me, because when a show comes out on Netflix, I got to watch it all, like, immediately, or my world will fall apart. So I'll be up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, like a little crackhead, watching Netflix. Like, I got to go to sleep.
I agree. And then you end up messing up your sleep schedule. One more episode. Oh, okay. It's only 1 in the morning, and then it ends up being 4 a.m.
That's what Red Bull is for, girl. It gives you wings. But the next rapper that Lonzo Ball lists on his top 5 of all time, in order, is number 3, DMX. Now, DMX is a very good rapper. Would you put him in your top 5 all time?
I wouldn't put him in my top 5, maybe my top 20, and that's saying a lot.
That's how I feel about it too. DMX is dope. DMX is actually a really good actor. If DMX could have stayed off the drugs, DMX would have been great, but you know, drugs are bad.
It's true. I completely agree, but I think he's definitely top 20 caliber. Maybe not type 5. I think top 10 is pushing it. Top 15, perhaps.
And then, on top of that, he puts, after DMX, he puts 50. And his number 1 of all time is Tupac. Okay, good job. But you know why he picked Tupac, right?
Mm-hmm, Cali.
Of course, he's a Cali boy. He grew up in Cali.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's going to pick Tupac as his number 1. Now, I ain't even mad at Tupac being number 1, because Pac gave us some hits, and Pac was really a poet. Yeah, so I'm not even mad at that. But here is what I'm really mad at. I'm really mad that a couple of months ago, when Jay-Z dropped his 444 album,
mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball ranked Issa. And if you guys don't know, Issa is the album by 21 Savage. Lonzo Ball ranked Issa over 444.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So here we go. Lonzo Ball picked an album by 21 Savage to be ranked higher than the album by Jay-Z, who's probably the greatest rapper alive. And Jay-Z's album went platinum in a weekend. Issa will probably never go platinum. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. Like, I don't think I've ever heard a 21 Savage song ever in my entire life. I couldn't even tell you one lyric of one thing he's ever said.
I'll be 100% honest. I still don't know what he really looks like. So
he looks scary. He has a million tattoos all over his face, and he looks scary. The only thing I really know about 21 Savage is that he tried to get with Kylie Jenner when he first came out, and Tyga wasn't having it, and neither was Kylie, honestly. And then he tried to get with, he ended up getting with Amber Rose, and they look like they're about to get married any minute now. Like, I don't even know how that works. I feel like they met 2 minutes ago, and they're in love.
That's true. Like,
but Amber Rose is good at doing that. But at the end of the day, I can't explain Lonzo Ball. All I know is that he's a donkey. I just want to knock him upside his head. Stick to basketball. You know basketball. You clearly know nothing about hip-hop, nor will you ever, if you think that Issa would rank over Jay-Z's album, and if you think that the future of hip-hop is Migos. Well, I mean, he might be right, though, because that's what these young kids like. And this is not to say that I don't like Migos' music. It's great to turn up to. I love partying the Migos.
No, for sure. I like the beat. I'm definitely not going to take anything away from their music, but I agree. He needs to stick to basketball, worry about the curse that the Lakers are going to have to face this year. So I think those are bigger and better issues.
Yep. All right, guys. We are going to head into break. When we come back, we have Shyna Wheel. I'm so sorry. I was pronouncing her name incorrectly all the time, and that is my fault. But we have Shyna Wheel joining us, and she is going to give us so much insight on this college football weekend because my protege, Erica, does not watch college football. She's a New Yorker all the way. So it's up to Shyna to give us the juice on what's been going on. Thank you guys for listening on the Southern Sports Network. This is Sports Talk Tasha, and I am here with you with Erica, a.k.a. Curls and Sports, if you ever want to find her on Twitter. Thank you, guys.
Crying. One love.
are back from our break. Thank you so much for listening to the update with Sports Talk Kasha and Erica on Southern Sports Central. If you want to call in, the number is 914-803-4581. We have our special guest, Shina Wheel, and she is our football and basketball expert. And of course, it was the first week of college football, and there's so much happening. So Shina is here to tell us all about, number one, what she does, because she does a really unique thing in the sports world. And number two, we're going to talk some college football.
Shina. Hi, I wasn't sure if it was my turn yet.
It's your turn, girl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. And, you know, I just want you, first of all, to introduce yourself to everyone. Tell us what you do and what your background is.
Sure. So, again, my name is Shina, pronounced like China, but with an S. and I have two jobs right now. So my day job is I work for Lead Dog Marketing. I work on the strategic partnerships and marketing team, and working on sponsorships and partnerships through them. And I also created and founded a group for people of color who work on the sports business side, so the sports industry. And we have over 500 members nationally at the moment.
Yep.
Who work in pretty much every corner of the sports industry. So I like to say that we're pretty much one degree of separation from anyone or any brand or anything that you need in sports.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds pretty awesome. I'm sure it's something that, you know, so many people would love to find out how to be a part of, because, you know, when you first start off in the sports world, everyone knows it's a little struggle finding things and, you know, reaching out to other people.
It is definitely a haze.
And to be able to have a networking group like that is probably the bomb. Erica has told me so much about it. And, you know, I don't know, Erica, what's your experience been with it?
My experience, honestly, has just been nothing but rewarding. Like, I've met so many professionals through this group chat, and people that can actually say friends, and I even met Shina through the magical world of Twitter, too. So it just shows us that social media, as a huge, like, is just contributing to everyone's platform in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on social media, you're literally slacking in your career. You're making a mistake.
I don't even know how people do that. I know, like, sports agents, and I honestly know people who genuinely have no social media, like no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, nothing. And I'm like, how do you guys even have, like, news? But how do you find out the news? What do you do?
Yeah, those are people.
China, tell us where we can find you on your social realm.
Sure. Well, you can find me personally at ShaiMW, so that's S-H-A-I-M as in Mary W on pretty much all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow Minorities in Sports Business, which is my networking group, at M-I Sports Biz, so M as in Minority, I in Sports Biz, and that's B-I-Z, and that's on all platforms as well.
Nice. So, Shina, help me out with this, because, you know, I love Erica, and we talk about sports, but the one thing I can never talk to her about is college football, and I'm sure you know this was a huge weekend in college football, and before I start talking about the Florida State and Alabama game, I promised one of our listeners last week that if Florida State lost to Alabama, I would say it, so here goes, Roll Tide. That's all I'm ever going to say.
Well, listen, I am a little hurt by it. I'm traumatized by Alabama. Because every single time, every year that Penn State started to do well, they were always like to throw us in a matchup against Bama. And Bama's pretty much an NFL team right now, so we would always be trash. This would always be down our ranking. And so I'm cool on Bama. I'm really cool on Alabama.
What did you think about that hit on DeAndre Francois? And what did you think about him being in the game with 2 minutes left in the game and there's really no hope of the Seminoles winning the game? I you know, me personally, I'll tell you where I'm coming from, and I want to hear your perspective. Jimbo does this all the time. He leaves players in the game, and then I'm like sitting there wondering why is this guy in the game? You're down 24-7. It's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. What are you hoping to accomplish? And now you lost your starting quarterback for the entire season with a patellar torn tendon. So not only have you lost him for a season, but that is a potentially career-ending injury. So tell me what you think about that, Shaina.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I did not watch that game. But
okay.
I feel like coaches do that because they really want to have this whole, like, we want to give every player a chance. And even if we're down by 30, 50, like, we still want to kind of showcase what our players can do. I really don't see the point of doing that in these early, you know, pre-conference games. It just doesn't make sense. You're just putting your players at risk. You're putting their careers at risk. Most of these players are at that specific school to play football. And because, you know, you're trying to prove something or show something. So it just doesn't make sense. And I never got that.
Did you actually get a chance to watch the UCLA and Texas A&M game?
I did not. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I only watched Penn State this weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. I was doing the most. I literally just carved out that 3 hours of my day for Penn State, and then that was it for me.
Did you go to Penn State? Yeah,
she's a proud Penn State alum.
You know, you want to know?
Super, super proud Penn State alum.
What, you want to know something so funny? So when I was in high school, I went to, right before my senior year, I went to summer study at Penn State. And, you know, I mean, first of all, I was 15 years old. And I'm away from my parents for a whole summer. And it's like, no, I mean, there are rules, but there's really no rules. So I had me a great old time. And I was like, that's it, I'm going to Penn State. Forget it. And
so what happened?
I actually, when I decided to apply, I applied too late, so I only got accepted to the Erie campus because, you know, it fills up really quick at Happy Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got accepted to Erie campus, and I also got accepted to UM, and I was like, I guess I'll go to UM.
UM as in Michigan?
No, University of Miami. Listen, in Miami, we call it UM. Everywhere else in the country calls it the U, and I always forget that.
Right, I got real confused. I was like, UM.
Nope, it's the U. So I went to the U for like 2 years, and I hated every minute of it. I was like, oh, I can't even get down with these green and orange colors. That's really not the reason I left. But I left, and I ended up going to Florida State, which was a much better experience for me college-wise. And that's my alma mater. That's my team. But so the UCLA-Texas A&M game, basically UCLA is down 44-10, and they come back and they win. They're down by 34 points, and this is the third quarter, and the Aggies let them come back and win the game. And now, you know, you have people who sit on the board of directors for the school calling for Kevin Sumlin on social media to get fired. Now, at that point, I'm pretty sure Kevin Sumlin is fired, but I didn't watch the game either because I was traveling. I was coming back from Atlanta to Miami, and I'm just watching Twitter, and everybody's tweeting how Jim Mora Jr., who's the coach of the UCLA Bruins, is, you know, he's going to be fired, and this is his last year, and blah, blah, blah. And this is in the first quarter. And, like, the second quarter, all of a sudden, Jim Mora Jr. is like, oh, my God, what is Jim Mora, the god of football? And look at Josh Rosen, the quarterback for UCLA. Oh, they started saying he's chosen Rosen. And I'm like, oh, God. It's so funny how Twitter can change from one spectrum to the other in just, like, 30 minutes.
Well, the thing is, college football fans are super emotional. Like, they are the most emotional group of human beings on this planet. I just remember, you know, a few years ago when Penn State was going through our transition, you know, our kicker was trash, but that's because half our players were gone. We were just getting these walk-ons, and this kid was trash. I'm not going to say his name and put him on blast. But he was, like, getting death threats on campus.
I remember. I don't remember his name, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to put him on blast.
Shut
but
up,
he was
like,
getting death threats on campus just because he couldn't make a field goal. Or So it was just insane. And then as the season went along, and he got better, then all of a sudden he's like our superstar. So it was crazy.
But college you're football absolutely fans, right.
They're kind of like similar to international soccer fans in a way, in terms of how they let their emotions just get in there. So
yeah, I mean, if you ever like. Because Eric and I both work for Black Sports mm-hmm. Online, and if you ever see Rob when he's tweeting, Rob is our boss, he always talks mm-hmm. about the struggle phase, and he always finds, I mean, in college football, the struggle phase, the faces that
it's
you'll
so
find,
real.
Oh my God, it's the funniest thing ever.
It's so and real. It's, I mean, I'm one of those emotional college football fans. You'll find me crying at a loss. You'll find
me
with anxiety. And I can't bend with Rob during college football season anyway because he's an Ohio State fan.
Oh,
so I usually have to meet
Ohio State
on Saturdays.
You know what's funny, too? Rob tries to play it off like, you know, he's so neutral and, you know, he can be unbiased. I'm like, shut the hell up, Rob. Rob walks around with this giant Ohio State, like, championship ring.
Yep.
Like, you've seen it. Like, when he does press conferences or anything, you always see this ginormous ring, and I'm like, oh yes, you're so unbiased.
Shut up. Those Ohio State fans for you. It's true.
He'll probably get so mad because he's gonna be like, he always tells me how unbiased he is about Ohio State. I'm like, listen, when I was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday night watching this go down, my heart felt like it was falling out of my butt. Like, seriously, I put my head on a random stranger's shoulder, and I was like, I just can't watch anymore.
Right. This is what happens with college football.
Who knows who the person is next to me, but I was like, I need your shoulder for the rest of this game, please.
It doesn't even matter because you guys are all family. In that
you need
moment.
To console. You needed to be consoled.
It was actually a Bama fan, believe it or not. But you want to know what's so funny? I asked, because you know the Bama fan, or the Bama, the their mascot is the elephant, right? So
mm-hmm.
I asked one of their fans that was sitting next to me, I was like, why is your mascot an elephant? And they had no clue. I was like, ew, who raised you? Like, get out. You don't even deserve this.
I mean, it's better than Stanford and that tree. So.
That's true. And their like thing is like the Stanford Cardinal, which I guess is a bird. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I know it's a tree, and it looks like some people cut out, like, felt paper or something and just glued it together.
We could rag on mascots all day long. Oh, my
all
God.
All day.
We could be here all afternoon. Mm-hmm.
No one's touching the Nittany Lion, though. They're
not
as fresh as that Ohio State nut. Like, it's literally a nut.
It is literally a nut. Honestly, did
literally
not know what a Buckeye is. You know, my little sister went to Ohio State for grad school, and that's when I found out what a Buckeye was. I was like, are you serious? It's literally a nut.
It's literally a nut.
You
it
guys have just educated me because I had no clue it was a nut.
If you see the mascot, like, the head is the Buckeye, and then they just, like, added a little body to it. It's dumb.
Wow.
Let me stop talking before these Ohio State fans, like, come for my neck on Twitter.
Right?
Well, Shaina, thank you.
They're the new Cowboys fans.
Thank you so much for coming on our show on Southern Sports Central, the update with myself, Sports Talk Tasha, and Erica. And please, again, tell everyone how they can find you on Twitter. Tell them how you can find you on social media. And tell them how they can find that great networking group that you also are the founder of.
Sure. So, again, you can find me at ShaiMW, so that's ShaiM as in Mary, W, and you can find my networking group at MI Sports Biz, so that's M as in Minorities, I Sports Biz, and that's B-I-Z at the end, all one word. And I would say probably go to our Instagram page the most. That's where we highlight our members. So if you want to see
mm-hmm.
what some cool minorities are doing in the sports industry and how they're really changing the game, definitely check us out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Shaina Wheel. Let me get this right.
Thank
Shaina
you.
Wheel.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on our show. And we are going to break, guys. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Power. If you guys watch the season finale of Power on Sunday night, I know that you have so much to talk about the way that I do. So when we come back, it's all about Power.
This is how we do it.
Because what's the best way to wrap up this show than to talk about one of the best shows that's on TV right now? And Erica, my co-host, she's been watching Power. She's been trying to catch up, but I'm sorry. I'm going to spoil it all for you. You're going to find out everything that happens.
It's okay. I'm still going to watch. You know, spoilers never stop me. I feel like this generation, they've become so obsessed with, don't spoil it. And I just don't understand, because you're going to watch anyway, so just relax.
Exactly. So on the season finale, ends up that Tariq, the brother, the twin brother of Raina, kills JJ, or what's his name? I forgot the police officer's name, but he's a dirty cop that was trying to kill Tariq because Tariq was running through the streets with him and got caught up in some BS. Trying to kill Tariq, and he ends up killing his twin sister, Raina. So Tariq ends up finding him and killing him with his mother's gun. Yeah, Tariq kills him with Tasha's gun. Now, first of all, if you're going to kill somebody, Tariq, it's better to not use, you know, a registered gun. That's probably the better way to go. But anyway, let's digress from that. Let me just break it down in the show, because in the previous episode is when Raina dies, and she gets killed by this dirt. Yeah, she gets killed by this cop in front of their school. And now they go to this risky private school called Van Allen, right? Mm-hmm. And it costs thousands of dollars to go to this risky private school. And this cop rolls up when they have like this school dance at night, this end of year dance. And he's arguing with Tariq. Tariq gets away. Raina follows them, and she starts arguing with the cop, and she tells the cop that her dad is gonna hurt him if he doesn't leave him alone, and he kills Raina. So here's my thing.
Okay.
Erica, you live in New York City and you know all the ritzy private schools. Wouldn't they have cameras outside of their building? Like, if you're in a ritzy private school, I'm sure they have surveillance systems. How come this one ritzy private school is the only ritzy private school in New York City that doesn't have a surveillance system? Help me understand this.
Oh, no, for sure. This is definitely just for writing purposes, but obviously there's cameras. There's cameras across the street at my local 7-Eleven. Like the,
thank you.
The liquor store next door to the 7-Eleven has a, and only there's, because I'm seeing it from my window. So
there's cameras everywhere in New York City.
Everywhere. Yeah, people have trash cams now as well. I don't know if they've taken, I don't know if down in Florida you guys have them as well, but I'm assuming, yes, that people have invested in dash cams, but that's the craze up here. A lot of Uber and Lyft drivers have them as well, you know, for accident purposes, just in case anything happens. But
gotcha.
There's no way, but you're kind of just blowing my mind, because I'm still in season two, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, man. And okay, so when they start off the episode two, you see Tasha and Jamie, a.k.a. Ghost, and Tariq talking to the cops about, you know, Tariq got to give his statement. And Tariq, of course, is not saying anything because he doesn't want to be a snitch, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
Here is my thing. Tasha and Jamie are the calmest parents alive. Like, if anything happened to any of my daughters and they got killed, I would be, like, that police station would have to sedate me, because I would be, like, inconsolable. And I'm just watching Natasha. I'm like, girl, how is your mascara and your eyeliner so perfect right now? Please teach me how to be a savage like you. Like, yeah, my daughter died. It's all good. I'm going to keep this makeup looking fresh and perfect.
What I did manage to see was that the actor who obviously plays Ghost, Amari Hardwick, he said that he refuses to watch the episode with Raina. So I'm assuming that the death was very, very, you know, it's like that's his on-screen daughter, so
yeah.
It made so much impact that he doesn't even want to watch the episode. He says he never will. So I'm just like, oh my God, I'm just setting myself up for it. But I'll be caught up, everyone, soon enough.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about it. Like, when you're doing a show together, this is a fourth season. You're doing a show together that long. You get really close to each other. I mean, first of all, when Julio died, my heart broke.
I want to see that, because he's my favorite. He's just, I don't know what it is about him. Maybe it's the Cuban, like the Latin connection.
No, because he's fine. That's why. Like, let's just put it out there. Julio, what's his real name in real life, Erica?
I want to say, I don't remember, but only because I just started watching the show. So.
Yeah, you know, listen, he's Julio. That's it.
Oh, J.R. Ramirez. I did a quick
Google
search. J.R. Ramirez.
And I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you what a total creep that I am. I totally follow that man on Twitter because he's so gorgeous. I'm like, please tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his notifications turned on. I'm not that much of a creep, but I definitely do follow him on Twitter because of his fineness. So please, J.R. Ramirez, come back in another show. It's so funny. You know, it's crazy how people get into characters, because you see Tommy on Power, and Tommy's so tough and he's such a badass. And then somebody found a picture of when Tommy appeared on the show Grey's Anatomy, and he played the guy who thought he was pregnant on Grey's Anatomy. Erica,
oh my God.
Please tell me you've seen this picture.
No, I have not, but actually his Twitter profile photo, his Twitter avi.
Uh-huh.
Totally melted my heart, because it's him with his dog. So I'm like, oh, so he's not just bad Tommy. But
well,
we all love Tommy. I do know that.
Yeah, we all, listen, like, there's something to be said for the bad guy. So every girl looks at Tommy, and I'll be honest, you know, Tommy's not even my type of dude, but because he's such a bad guy, I'm just like, ooh, you know? But at the end of the day, I see this picture of him from Grey's Anatomy when he's, aka, like, you know, supposedly, like, pregnant or something. He wasn't pregnant. He had a tumor in his stomach, and it gave him, like, he had a protruding gut because of it, so he looked pregnant.
I just Googled it, and wow, these images. He doesn't even look like, he kind of looks like David Duchovny from
You can't even take him seriously as Tommy. Like, yo, you're supposed to be Tommy, but you were pregnant on Grey's Anatomy. And this is how people get so into characters on shows. It's the funniest thing. I'm like, but no, you're supposed to be Tommy. No. The craziest thing about this whole show Power is that Power is on the network Stars, and and they wanted 13 episodes. I believe they asked for 13 episodes this season, and Stars only.
No, they wanted for 14. It was four more, I believe.
Okay, so they wanted
to deny them. Yes.
So it's 14 episodes they wanted, and Stars gave them 10. And as soon as the season finale happened, 50 Cent posted on Instagram that everyone should cancel their subscription to Stars. 50 is a wild boy, like wild boy. But
I think he's taking the canon character way too serious. And unless this is who he is in real life, he needs to take it down a notch and several notches, if anything, because this is way... I'm reading about it this morning, so I'm like, wait, why does he want everyone to cancel it? And then I'm reading the back and forth, you know, the subliminals on social media, and it just makes you wonder, this isn't your real life. Like, this is a show. He does understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not well-liked, at least I don't think so.
It's crazy, but... that's all we have to talk about, Power. We got to go to break now, guys. But when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap up Lonzo Ball being a donkey, talking about Nas, like Nas ain't, you know, the one of the greatest. We're going to talk about the college football weekend wrap up, but we're going to wrap up some Power as well. So right when we come back, guys, it's the update with Sports Talk Tasha and Erica, a.k.a. Curls in Sports, on Southern Sports Central. anything, but we are back from break. It is the update with Sports Talk Tasha and Erica, aka Curls in Sports. Thank you for listening to us. Lonzo Ball is an idiot. Let's just put it that
Definitely.
Way.
Definitely. I'm not going to get over that until maybe next year. Maybe.
I'm not going to. I can't get over it ever. You know, I grew up on Nas, you know. Like, has he ever heard any song that Nas has ever written, like, ever in life? I just don't get it. So, Lonzo Ball, you're a moron.
Agreed.
And the fact that he thinks, I mean, yeah, I see what he's saying when he says that Migos is the future of rap. They kind of are, because that's what this generation likes. But to say that Migos is better than Nas and that Future is better than Nas, like, I can't even understand either of these two people. Like, what do you – help me understand.
I need his parents to sit him down and just be like, you know what, I need you to listen to these albums and report back.
I wonder what LeVar Ball thought when he heard that. Because, listen, LeVar –
he hasn't said a single word on that. That's a good point. I'm surprised.
LeVar, I need you to come on the update and talk to us about your son and tell us how you feel about this whole Nas comment. Is LeVar going to have his back or is he not going to have his back? Anyway, moving on to college football, my Seminoles wet the bed and died to Alabama. I had hope, but I have to say it again, roll frickin' tide, I guess. UCLA, you guys came back from one of the biggest deficits I've ever seen, I think, in college football. It's pretty impressive to beat the Texas A&M Aggies. And last night we had a really exciting game that we didn't even get to touch on, which is the Georgia Tech-Tennessee Vols game. And Butch Jones is the coach of Tennessee. Sorry, Butch, you're going to have to go pretty soon. But wrapping it all up is the season finale of Power. And Erica, you mentioned how they wanted 14 episodes and only got 10. And I'm telling you, when you watch the season finale, between the last two episodes, those two episodes could have easily been split into two episodes of their own.
Really?
There was, oh, my God.
There was so much character development is what you're saying?
There's so much happening in each episode. Like, you could tell that they just totally mashed so much into two episodes. And I'm really impressed that they were able to do it so smoothly, because coming from like the first season to now, the show has really come a long way. But at the end of the day, 50 is crazy because he wants everyone to cancel their subscription to Stars. I don't know about you, but I watched Outlander.
He needs to relax, Cannon.
Yeah, I need to watch the Outlander. It comes back in October, so I'm sorry, 50. I'm keeping Stars. I'm not really too. I don't really watch Survivor's Remorse. I try to get into it. I try to give it my support, but I wasn't really feeling it. And everybody knows, like, I can't really, I don't really like LeBron like that. It's so hard for me. It's really hard for me to get down with him. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to Erica and I. Please remember
thank
to tune
Heather.
In every Tuesdays from 6 to 7 on Southern Sports Central. To the update with Sports Talk Tasha and Erica, aka Curls and Sports. Thank you guys. I appreciate
your
listening.
Thank you, everyone. And we will see you next week.